KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Jackie, sports this morning, Iowa State men's head basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger has announced the signing of 6'10" post player Robert Jones. He's a transfer from Denver that originally hails from Prior Lake, Minnesota. Jones will have 3 years to play for the Cyclones. Jones saw action in 15 games as a sophomore, averaging 9.1 points and shooting 53.8% from the field. He also averaged 5 rebounds a game, posting a defensive rebound rate of 24%. That's ranked third among Summit League players. His best game came in the season finale against Omaha when he finished with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Jones was a 3-star prospect out of Prior Lake High School. After winning numerous national awards, Iowa's Luka Garza is setting his sights on the NBA draft. Garza averaged better than 24 points and nearly 9 rebounds as the Hawkeyes finished 22-9 and made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament.
So I kind of spent this last week kind of resting, and I think, you know, I'll probably take, you know, maybe a week more, maybe. And I think I'll, you know, get back and start locking into, you know, the next step in my journey.
Garza's taking a couple of weeks off before he jumps into his workouts.
You know, I have to start, you know, working out and doing different things that, you know, I need to adjust to be able to take that next step to the professional level.
Garza says he actually enjoys the off-season workouts.
You know, I've always said that you know, the off-season, you know, the grind, that's my favorite part about the game of basketball. You know, all of the, you know, being all the games, obviously, and the wars and everything is really nice. But, you know, when you work hard and see the, you know, benefits of that, you know, it's just, you become addicted to that grind, if you will. And for me, that's the next step, is just to get back in the lab and start working hard and put myself in a position to be successful at the next level.
The NBA draft is scheduled for July 29th. Now, the college men's basketball season will come to a close tonight in Indianapolis as Baylor faces Gonzaga in the national championship game. Both teams were winners in different fashion on Saturday. Baylor easily took care of business in their semifinal, while Gonzaga needed a last-second desperation shot to come up a winner on Saturday. Those two teams will battle tonight in Indy in just a little less than 13 hours from now. 7:20 tonight will be the scheduled tip time on that game. Gonzaga, the number one overall seed in the tourney, comes in 31-0, looking to be the first team to run the table and go undefeated with a national championship since Indiana did it in 1976. Baylor at 27-2 has been the number two ranked team for most of the season, as two teams considered to be the two best teams in the country face off tonight in the tournament championship game. Well, yesterday, the Stanford Cardinal won the national championship in women's basketball for the third time, but the first time in 29 years. Haley Jones had 17 points as the Cardinal held off Pac-12 rival Arizona 54-53. Stanford built a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter before Arizona cut it to 51-50 on star guard Ari McDonald's 3-pointer. After a timeout, Jones answered with a 3-point play with 2:24 left to close out the Cardinal scoring. Lexi Hall chipped in 10 points and 10 rebounds for Stanford. McDonald had a team-high 22 for the Wildcats as Stanford holds on for the championship. Iowa 3-time national champion Spencer Lee's Olympic dream is on hold again. Lee skipped the U.S. trials over the weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, after tearing an ACL prior to winning a title at last month's NCAA tournament in St. Louis. Lee says winning Olympic gold is his ultimate dream, and the decision to withdraw was made with input from Hawkeye coach Tom Brands.
Tom doesn't like me saying that very much because he doesn't want you shortchanging, you know, winning national titles, because they are important and they are hard to win. And I don't want to put down those accomplishments to myself, but it is my dream. It is my my only dream, really. It's my main dream, I guess you could say, not my only dream. And, you know, to have it taken away from me basically off my own decision is pretty hard.
Lee says after having the Tokyo Olympics postponed last year due to COVID, it was a difficult decision to make.
But I do know that's what's best for me, and it was a decision that we came to, and I believe in our entire staff as a whole, and their decision is final, and it's the best thing for me, and I agree with them, and it was a decision I also made myself. It was my decision ultimately. If I wanted to compete, I would be if I thought it was my best interest, and it wasn't.
In other college sports news, an Associated Press survey of Division I athletic directors found that nearly 73% believe allowing athletes to be compensated for their use of name, image, or likeness will decrease the number of schools that have a chance to be competitive in college sports. Nearly 28% said many fewer schools would be competitive. Most of those surveyed were from smaller schools and not in the Power Five conferences. One participant says NIL rights are a game changer for college athletics. Others say the concerns are overblown. The NCAA is trying to change its rules regarding NIL and compensation for athletes, but the process has bogged down under scrutiny from the Justice Department. The clock is ticking on the NCAA as dozens of states are forcing the issue with bills that will grant college athletes NIL rights as early as July. Efforts to put a federal law in place and avoid that situation seem on the slow track in Congress. A series that started with a bang, 11 of them, and continued with different natured fireworks, came to a sputtering finish on Sunday when the Cardinals suffered a 12-1 loss to the Reds at the Great American Ballpark to drop their first series of the season in unceremonious fashion. An opening day victory showed much promise for the offense, but the concerns that may have been glossed over were re-exposed by the next two defeats. All told, Cardinals pitching conceded 27 runs over 25 innings in Cincinnati, receiving bursts of offense, but not nearly enough to salvage the series on Easter Sunday in a game heard here on KJM. Carlos Martinez looked like he was bound to buck that trend with three perfect innings, but a leak in the fourth was bludgeoned open in the fifth, kickstarted by a pair of extra base hits from Nick Castellanos, including a three-run shot in the fifth to continue a torrid start to the year for the Cincinnati Red Star. Pitching staff, without reliever Jake Woodford and flamethrower Jordan Hicks on Sunday, didn't recover from there as Ryan Helsley continued a tough start to the season. Cardinals again fall 12-1 to the Reds in that game yesterday. Also, the Dodgers beat Colorado 4-2, Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1, Cubs over the Pirates 4-3, Astros beat Oakland 9-2, Angels over the White Sox 7-4, Rangers beat the Royals 7-3, Twins over the Brewers 8-2, it was the Blue Jays beating the Yankees 3-1, the Orioles swept the Red Sox 11-3, Indians over the Tigers 9-3, Phillies 2-1 over the Braves. And Jordan Spieth has ended a slump that lasted 82 starts and nearly 4 years, closing with a 6-under 66 to win the Valero Texas Open yesterday. That's his first victory since the 2017 British Open at Royal Birkdale. He now heads to Augusta National as one of the favorites at this week's Masters. That's Check of Sports here this morning.